Hi, welcome back to my podcast here, English with Lena. I am an English coach. I've been working as a language coach for more than 23 years. And in today's podcast, I would like to talk about different things randomly. But the first thing that I like to talk with you about is the oldest dog that I have, my beloved Shorty. Well, you all know that I have written a book based on the story of Shorty and me, how she rescued me. My book is called When You Rescued Me, inspired by my one and only Shorty. And you can get the book, by the way. Just contact me. She's quite old. She's almost 11 years old. And she came to my life when I felt really, really brokenhearted. I was going through a very painful period in my life. I felt lonely. I felt unworthy of love. I felt unaccepted, disrespected, and used. But there she was, and we've been together for almost 11 years now. And you know, dogs are not eternal. Someday they just go, and they transcend. It's something that I don't want to think about, but it's inevitable at this point, you know. And one day, while I was watching TikTok videos on my phone, I came across one video that had gone viral. And it was a girl speaking to her dog in a very intimate, affectionate way. She was asking her dog to promise that she would come back to find her once again. So I decided one day to grab my phone and make my own TikTok video, and I have it in my TikTok. I recorded a video of me speaking to Shorty and asking her, really from the bottom of my heart, to find a way to reach out to me once she's gone, once she's passed away. Because if God grants me the opportunity to be living, because you never know what tomorrow brings, what's going to happen, I would like to have her back in my life. It's just something that I can't stop thinking. Every time that I look at her, I see that years have gone by, and it's obvious, it's evident that she's not the young puppy that she once was. And I kind of relate to that, because you know, we all grow older. We don't get any younger, do we? And as we age, a lot of changes take place in every aspect, both physically and mentally. And Shorty represents different stages in my life. At this point in my life, I feel so grateful and so blessed that I have my six dogs with me, but she represents this side of me that's resilient, that's conquered it all. This side of me who's proven just to myself that I am worthy of love, and I am capable, and I am free to make my own decisions, and I am free to choose the path and paths in my life. And I am very happy about that. And speaking of paths in life and death. Recently, my uncle, my sister's oldest, well, my mother's oldest sister, she's been going through a very sad time in her life, and her husband just passed away, our uncle. I promise I will make a podcast pretty soon about another topic, but I don't want to talk about it right now on this podcast. I just want to point out that his passing was somehow enriching in the sense of me realizing that life is about forgiveness. It's all about forgiveness. It's all about, you know, reconciliation. It's all about understanding. It's all about accepting. And it's all about turning the page so that we feel peace with ourselves and we can move on. This world is full of mean things, and mean things can happen to innocent people. But a couple of days ago, we attended my uncle's funeral, and it was a very enriching lesson because, well, it was a very particular funeral. We were all gathered and reunited. It was the second funeral that I have attended in my life. The first one was my grandmother's. This was the second one because I really, well, don't like funerals. Nobody does, I think. But I have to say that this was pretty peculiar funeral because nobody was crying. Nobody was, you know, because it's very common to go into the room where the casket is and where, you know, the flowers and roses are and all the people who, friends, close relatives, gather up around the casket just to, you know, to say the last goodbyes. You normally see fine people crying, but this time nobody was crying. I think it was just families and friends gathering to accompany my auntie, you know, my mother's oldest sister, and to show her that we are now with you, we support you, we're by your side, we share your grief and your sadness, and we wanted to be present because I love my cousins from the bottom of my heart. I've always loved them, and I wanted to be with them. Sometimes there are situations that happen and that could break up the bonds and the relationships, the existing relationships and ties that exist between members of the family. But the love that we feel for them, for our relatives, for is just unmeasurable. And we felt that we needed to be there because of them, because of my aunt, because of my cousins, you know, because there's no point in being resentful and being angry and ire over dark episodes, because the only ones that we hurt are ourselves, and it's not fair. But we were there. We were there. And like I said, I promise I'll make another podcast. But that day was about forgiving. That day was about showing love and affection, being there for our family. And sometimes because of everything that we do on a daily basis, sometimes we hardly ever have the time to get together and visit each other. It's really unfortunate and somehow sad to get together on occasions like this, right? But it doesn't matter. What matters is that we're all together. And it's fine. It's fine. But I think that death is something beautiful. I've been watching a lot of videos, and I've been listening to a lot of specialists and neurologists, and I've been listening to mediums and watching videos of mediums trying to reconnect people with their relatives who have transcended, who have passed away. I do believe in that, and I do believe that there's more after we die. And I know that death is a one in a lifetime experience, so to speak. It's as when we are given birth. It's the same feeling. You just feel that once in your life, and death is something beautiful, according to some research and what these experts claim. It's something beautiful. It's the transition to this other realm. And I'd rather believe in that. I do believe in it. And, you know, wherever souls go, I bet it's a beautiful and safe place, full of love and acceptance. And I hope, anyway, that my uncle has been reunited with his family, with his mom, with his brother, who had passed away before he did a few years ago. Because I do believe that once you die, you can see your dead relatives welcoming you and showing you the way. And those were the random things that I wanted to share with you today. You know, I thank you for following my podcast and for listening to my different episodes. I love being in contact with you.